current state on WKAR. An award-winning author of books for young readers is coming to East Lansing this week. Current State's Scott Pohl talked with Jacqueline Woodson about her work. And when we say award-winning in the case of Jacqueline Woodson, we really mean it, don't we?
We sure do, Melissa. You know, her 30 books for young adults, middle graders, and children have won a multitude of awards, including a National Book Award in 2014 for Brown Girl Dreaming. The MSU Department of Teacher Education is bringing her in for a talk tonight. I spoke with Jacqueline Woodson about the career path that led her to write for younger readers, a genre with growing numbers of adult readers.
You know, I think people are recognizing what I said earlier, that books that are written with young people as protagonists are books for all people. I mean, adults have at once were young people, and they can go back to those experiences and relive them and see that they could have been better or that they weren't as bad as remembered. I think, you know, mainstream is a problematic word for me. To me, young people are as much the mainstream as adults are. So I think that adults are reading more. I hope they're reading more with their children. I mean, it's so important to know what your children are reading and to be able to have intelligent conversation about literature with them. I mean, I think that's one of the ways we avoid censorship, is not being afraid of what our young people are reading. But yeah, I think there are definitely writers who have an adult appeal and an appeal to young people. And I think one reason adults don't read a lot of young literature for young people is because young people tend to be discounted by adults, so they don't see their experiences as valid or relevant. But if they look back at their own existence at that age, they understand that it was legitimate. And hopefully, I get so many, you know, letters and emails and Facebookings from people who said, you know, I read Brown Girl Dreaming and it took me back to my memories of that. I want to write my story, you know, and suddenly they're open to the fact that, yeah, this is what good literature does. It makes you want to tell your stories, and it makes you, as I said earlier, see a part of yourself in the literature.
We're talking with Jacqueline Woodson. She's the author of Brown Girl Dreaming and other books. Many of her works are meant for younger readers. And Jacqueline Woodson, I wanted to ask you about books that are written maybe primarily for children of color. Do you think we have enough writing like that, enough books like that out there in the marketplace? And would you say your books, at least to some extent, are meant to embrace those readers, attract those readers?
Well, I definitely hope my books attract children of color, and I hope that they attract all readers. I mean, I think that's what we're talking about in talking about literature that's diverse. We want our kids to see themselves in the books, and we want them to know that their existence in the world is validated, and literature does that. And I think, you know, when you think of people feeling invisible, it's because they don't see representations of themselves in the world. And I'm talking about all kinds of diversity here. I'm talking about, you know, kids in wheelchairs, kids who have Asperger's. I'm talking about gay kids, and I'm talking about trans kids, and I'm talking about kids of color, and I'm talking about poor white kids. I mean, like, the list goes on and on of ways in which kids want to see reflections of themselves in the world. And I think children of color are kids, and they're like all kids. I think it's important for kids of color to see themselves in the world. I think it's important for white people to read literature by and about people of color, because they need to see that world and understand it and not be afraid of it. I think it's, you know, important on so many levels. I think kids of color seeing writers of color makes them realize that they can be writers of color, you know. So it's important. And we live in a diverse world, and we live in a global world. So for me, in thinking about my own kids, we travel an awful lot, and we talk a lot about race. We talk a lot about economics. We talk a lot about why things are the way they are. And it's an ongoing conversation, and I think literature can add to that ongoing conversation.
Some of your books are meant for the very youngest readers, even pre-readers, maybe picture books I'm talking about. And I wanted to ask you about writing something for that audience, where people think maybe that it's a lot easier to write, say, a picture book than other kinds of writing. I would assume that that's not entirely true, but I wanted to ask you about the challenge of writing a picture book. What's easy, what's difficult about that process?
That's so funny. It's so funny, I say, because so many people do think, oh, I'm going to start, I'm going to write something easy, I'm going to write a picture book. And I just think, try it. The fact that you have a very short attention span, that you have to keep engaged for 32 pages, you know, it's every single word matters, every single line matters. Each line takes the reader to the next line. I'm thinking, you know, off the top of my head, my book, The Other Side, the first line is, that summer the fence that stretched through our town seemed bigger. And then the next line is, we lived in a yellow house on one side of it. And the next line is, white people lived on the other. And the next line is, Mama said, don't climb over that fence when you play. She said it wasn't safe. So from the very first line, that summer, the fence that stretched our town seemed bigger. The reader's asking, what summer, what fence, what town, who's speaking? And slowly but surely, I reveal a little bit more and a little bit more line by line. And that takes a certain patience. It takes a deep respect of how young people read and how they engage in the world and how they take in words even. And then it has to pay off. So if you lose a reader in those first couple of lines, they're gone. You know, they're on to the next book. And if you're writing about something that's deep and textured, like, say, segregation or the power that adults have over children, you not only have to have that textured language, but you have to also offer it up with a simplicity that someone between the ages of, say, 4 and 9 can understand.
You write something really interesting on your website, and that is that you used to, as a child, you used to love to lie and get away with it. And that as your writing developed, you learned that you could, using quotes here, lie on the page and not only get away with it, you could thrive. That's a really interesting connection, that the lies of a child can turn into the creative outlet of an adult.
I know, and you could actually get paid for it. That's wild. You know, I think my parents are still trying to figure that one out. But yeah, what is fiction? Fiction is a lie on the page. It's story, and story is something we make up, and I've been making up stories for as long as I can remember, and I've been fortunate enough to have that someone or a number of people who have said that this is something important, this is something you can continue to do, and this is how to do it legitimately. So, you know, I always think if you have young liars in your life, put a pen in their hand and say, you know what, instead of lying, why don't you write this down, and then we could share it later.
All right. Well, now I have to ask you if you've done that with your own children. Do your kids lie to you, and have you put a pen in their hand and told them to write these lies down?
You know, it's so funny because I think they are, first of all, they're not good liars, so they always get busted. I think my son, he definitely makes up stories, but he draws a lot, and I think that's how story is going to come through him, to him, through pictures. And my daughter is, you know, wants to be an actor, so it's all about dramatics, and it's all about story on the stage. So they are getting to story, and they are making up story, but it's not the way I did it. It's a much more extroverted means by which they get to it, so... But yeah, I think because my parents were so nervous about me going into the arts and being a writer, it didn't seem like a lucrative career. I think as a mom, I just kind of have to be like water with my kids and help them move forward in whatever their dream is, because you just have to have faith in the dream.
We've been talking with Jacqueline Woodson. Her book, Brown Girl Dreaming, was a National Book Award winner, and it's also won the Coretta Scott King Award, a Newbery Honor Award, the NAACP Image Award. Other books of hers have won lots of awards, too many to mention. Jacqueline Woodson will be speaking in East Lansing on Thursday night, March 19th. The MSU Department of Teacher Education bringing her into town to talk at Erickson Hall Kiva on the MSU campus at 7 p.m. on Thursday. Jacqueline Woodson, thank you.
Thanks for having me, Scott.
For Current State, this is Scott Pohl.